بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. It was the wisdom of Almighty Allah that Quran starts with Alhamdu Lillahi Rabbil Alameen. That all praise is for Allah, who is the Rabb, the sustainer of the whole world. Alameen. The last surah of Quran, so that was Alameen, it never said Rabbul Muslimin, Rabbul Muttaqeen. Allah spoke of all. In the last surah of Quran, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ إِلَهِ النَّاسِ. That Nas, Nas, Nas means mankind. The beginning of the surah spoke about the whole world. The end of Quran spoke about the whole world. Scholars explain there was an indication that this entire in-between Quran is not meant for only one group in the world, but it is meant to present to the whole world. When Allah is Rabbul Alameen, Rabbun Nas, Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas, mankind, 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 this Quran has to go to mankind. Maulana Ahmed Ali Lahori Rahimullah, when he started giving dars of Quran, on a certain occasion he became extremely sick. So the doctors said to him that for your health, for the sake of your health, he used to live in the mountains. And in the winter, people would come to those mountains just to listen to his Quran, explanation of Quran. In Ramadan, he would have dars of Quran. To be extremely cold. And he would continue. He would try to finish the explanation of a para per day. So how you have Taraweeh, one para. He used to try to give explanation of one para. So that at the end of Ramadan, where Quran reading took place, his tarjuma or tafsir of Quran in the month of Ramadan would take place. So scholars would come from very far. It would be very cold. On a certain occasion, someone said to him that it's against the demands of your health. So his answer was that if I were told that if I must give my life, one Ahmed Ali must die, so that we will create 100 Ahmed Alis to go in the world to explain the meaning of Quran, he said, I'm ready to die now also. Then he said to the scholars around him, that al-ulama warathatul anbiya, that the ulama are the inheritors of the anbiya. And what was the mission of the anbiya? The message of Almighty Allah, they never kept it, but they took it. They took it to those who were ready to listen, and they went looking for those who never want to listen. They took it to those who were close to them. They took it to those who were not theirs. They took it to disbelievers. He said, the ulama are the inheritors of the anbiya. This message of Quran is meant for an-nas. It is meant for the world. Everyone might not accept it, but it must reach everyone. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make us all of that jama'ah. That wherever we go in the world, in the beginning with Muslims to give them the message of Quran, and then the time must come that we must have so much of courage that if we meet a non-Muslim, we are also able to tell him that in my book there is something for you. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ is slightly different from قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. In قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, you say, I seek the protection of the Rabb of dawn. So that's Allah. And then you seek Allah's protection from many things. From the evil of مَا خَلَقْ, whatever Allah created. And then from the evil of غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ, when it becomes dark, from the evil of Naffathati fil uqad, woman who blow in knots. From the evil of the jealous one when they jealous. So Allah Tabarakala is mentioned once, or the quality of Allah, Rabbul Falaq, which you call it a musta'az bihi, the one in who we seek protection. Allah is mentioned once. And from one Allah we seek protection from four different things. All of those things in this world are meant to harm our physical body. The evil of whatever Allah has created, that harms our physical. Darkness when it comes, someone is robbed, there is an accident, he couldn't see, the physical body is harmed. That person is blowing in knots to create magic, black magic, they harm the physical body. Someone is very jealous, he wants to harm you, they harm the physical body. In the surah, musta'az bihi, the one from who protection is sought, three names of Allah is utilized. And the thing we're seeking protection from is only one. So here we say, Rabbin Nas, I seek the protection of Allah, Rabbun Nas. I seek the protection of Malikin Nas, the king. I seek the protection of Ilahin Nas, the deity. Three names of Almighty Allah. And from what I'm seeking protection? From one thing. The world of the shaitan. Because the shaitan that we're speaking about here is not harming the physical body. Here the harm is spiritual. The shayateen are coming for your iman. The protection of your iman is so strong that one name of Allah is not used, two names are not used, three names, and on the other side one thing. That, O Allah, save me from the devil. A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. O Allah, save me from the devil. Malikin Nas. O Allah, save me from the devil. Ilahin Nas. Three times I'm saying, O Allah, the devil. O Allah, the devil. O Allah, the devil. To show that how dangerous the devil is. That three times I scream out to Allah, save me from the devil. But as in the previous surah, one time we scream out to Allah. We said, save me from this harm. Save me from that harm. Save me from that harm. Because those four things would affect the body, the physical body. Man would feel pain. He would say, I got a jinn. It's hurting me. It's troubling me. The jinn troubled the physical body. That jinn, we spoke about them in surah, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. The jinn that troubles the physical body. Jinnat, their nature is they love to trouble. Even if they're good jinn. Even if they're good. Maulana Ahmad Ali Lahori, he himself, the people really respected him. And normally when you respect an alim, then you always think that alim can take out jinnat. It's like normal. So someone's daughter was afflicted by a jinn. So he came to him. And he said, Maulana, you explain Quran so well, I'm sure you can take out jinnat. He said, I don't ever get involved in this, and I told my son also never get involved in this. That man said, I just know you can do it. He said, I don't know how to do it. He said, come home, please come home. He said, I'll come home, but I don't know. The man took him home. When he came home, he brought his daughter on the one side, and he said, Maulana, speak to her. He said, what must I tell her? So then from the other side he said, oh daughter, what's wrong? So on the other side the jinn spoke. He said, whose daughter are you speaking about? I'm not a girl, I'm a boy. So he got shocked now. To hear that I'm not a girl, I'm a boy. So he said to the jinn on the other side that, what's your problem? You got nothing better to do. So the jinn said, who's speaking? Ahmad Ali. He said, you know, I come to listen to your lessons of Quran. I come to listen to it. I enjoy your lessons. Like, he got shocked. So now he said to the jinn, like, if you're sitting in my lessons of Quran, you're like a pious jinn. So why are you troubling this girl? So then the jinn went quiet. Quiet, then slight voice, the jinn said, you know, no matter how pious I can become, our nature is to trouble people. Our nature is that. That I can be a alim in your madrasa also. But as soon as I get holidays, I'll go trouble someone. That's my nature. I'll come for your dars. But my nature is I must trouble someone. That's my nature. So jinnat are like that. Can be the most pious also. But those jinnat hurt the physical body. We ask Almighty Allah protect us from their harm in the surah. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. But then there are those jinnat which affect the spiritual part. They are known as shaitan and his entire network. The head of the network is what we call Azazil. That's his name. Azazil, that's his alam, his name. He got two qualities. One is known as shaitan. Shaitan means rebellious, evil, that's shaitan. The other is Iblis. Iblis means lost hope in the mercy of Allah. He has no hope at all. It's been taken out. So even if we sit with Iblis and say to him that instead of wasting another 200 years trying to prove your point, you already wasted 8,000 years. You already wasted it. But because hope has been taken out of Iblis, even if we say to him, Allah will forgive you, first thing he will say, Allah won't forgive you. It's out. Iblis. He's lost hope. Because he's lost hope, he's never going to focus on himself. He is convinced to the highest level, I must burn. He has to burn. Because he's convinced he's going to burn, he wants to make sure as many people burn with him. Jinnat burn with him, man burns with him. It's Iblis. He lost hope completely. Allah Ta'ala in teaching us how to seek protection from this Iblis and his entire network. So ulama explained that according to the enemy is your weapon. If there's a wasp in the room, you take your shoe. If there's a snake in the room, you take a stick. According to the strength of the enemy is the weapon you utilize. Now you understand what is the strength of shaitan. May Almighty Allah said for this battle, because fighting against the enemies of man, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, O people of Iman, where are your weapons? Get your weapons. Keep your weapons. Man was taught you will have to do archery. You will have to do horse riding. You will have to learn how to use the sword. In today's time, how to use a weapon, he was taught. Weapon for the enemy. And Allah Ta'ala even said, O people of Iman, you are strong. In the past it was that if it was one of you, you would have taken down 10. He said, now you have become weaker, but definitely one will take out 2. So the weapon is weaker. But Allah Ta'ala said, you'll knock your enemy. The number is weaker, you will knock your enemy. But when it came to fighting the devil, according to the strength of the devil is the weapon. In fighting the devil, the surah is going to show the strength of the world of shayateen. Where Almighty Allah says, don't even try to fight it. You won't manage. Qul, say, A'udhu bi Rabbi Nas, Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas. Meaning when the enemy is big, then the small army, they tell the Amir, we can't fight them. We need reinforcements. He said, call the king. Call the king. We need help. The surah says that don't think shaitan is something small. He's not something small. Had he been something small, majority of mankind would not be following him. And minority is only being saved. Had he been something small, people won't be fighting, arguing, killing. Had he been something small, Jahannam won't be filled. He is not small. So call the king. This is, Qul, say, أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس. Normally if you go to an amil and he gives you an wazifa, he will tell you say or read, and then he'll give you something to read. When you start reading it, you're not going to say read and read it then. You'll normally just read it. So you will just look at it and say, أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس. You're not going to say say أعوذ برب الناس. So a tabi'i asked a sahabi, Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu, that these surahs, since we read it for protection, why do we say? Why do we say kul? Rather we supposed to just start with أعوذ برب الفلق, أعوذ برب الناس. Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu said, I had the same thought. So I went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to ask that, are we not reading this year to get Allah's protection? So why are we saying kul? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when Jibreel alayhi salam came to me, he said to me, kul. And I said exactly as he said, kul. Ubay bin Ka'b then said, and as Allah's Nabi said, we will say it, kul. And then the tabi'i said, as Ubay bin Ka'b said to me, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, we will also say kul. This kul is also to show that from the beginning of this wazifa of ours till the ending, everything is from Allah. That even the kul was not taken out. Kul. And then you will say, A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, Malikin Nas, Ilahin Nas. Ulama have explained a unique point here. That normally Rabb is the one who sees to your needs, who looks after you. It's called nurturing, maintaining, sustaining, seeing how you grow up. That's Rabb. Normally tarbiyah takes place when you're a small child. When someone troubles you when you're small, you call your mother, your father. They are your first murabbis. You run to your mother. That's the first level. But as you grow up and you start working, now when someone troubles you in the business world, then you can't go to your mother and father, they know nothing about the business world. Then you go to the court. You go to the court. You seek the help of the hukuma, the president, the king, they must sort it out. And sometimes it happens that the king is also oppressive. The court is doing you down. You lost the case. At that time the person says, what am I going to do now? I turn to my Allah. So normally when man turns to his Allah, when the time of your mother and father is gone, and when the time of lawyers and judges and kings are gone, when you know they can't help A and B can't help, and finally the man says, I'm going to just turn to Allah, what can I do? In the surah, Muhammad Ahmad Ali Lahori explained this point. He says, this surah is saying, why wait to first have proven that your mother and father can't help you? Right for the beginning, at that first stage where you're supposed to say, mommy, daddy, at that stage already say, A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas. That at that young age, my tarbiyat, forget mother and father, it is Allah. And then when somebody else was going to say, I reach that time where I'll go to a king, he said, you don't even look at the king, you say, Malikin Nas. I got my own king. And where everyone else reaches Allah third, you must reach Allah from the beginning, because you are going to land up by Allah at the ending, Ilahin Nas, the deity of mankind. So don't ever look at anyone else, no matter what stage of life you are. It will be Rabb, it will be Malik, it will be Ilah. Min sharril waswasil khannas. And then you will say, Allah, this devil will carry on blowing in me, blowing in me, blowing in me. But he's the dog of yours. The devil is a dog. And a master just whistles one time and the dog can't do nothing. This surah is to say that the devil for you is too strong. Yourself, don't try to fight it. But do not become so oblivious that you start thinking there's no devil. There's a very big devil. There's a world of the devil. But you can't fight it. So what you will do, you need such a weapon which is stronger than the devil. What is that weapon? Allah Tabarakala said, it is Allah. It is Allah. From there you understand the strength of the devil. That it is not a shoe being used to kill a wasp. It's not a stick being used to kill a snake. Almighty Allah saying, you yourself can't do anything against this. You will have to enter into the protection of Allah. Allah Tabarakala bless us all with the understanding of Quran. May Allah Tabarakala through the barakah of Quran protect us from every attack of the devil. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.